Title: At long last, the FAR-CUI rule is here. Content: The wait is finally over. After more than 14 years of anticipation, the Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, proposed rule on controlled unclassified information, CUI, was released on January 15, 2025 and comes as part of the government's broader efforts to identify, detect, and respond to ever-evolving threats targeting federal contractors. History and development of the FAR-CUI proposed rule. This rule stems from Executive Order 13556, Controlled Unclassified Information, the CUI Executive Order, from November 2010, which sought to address the patchwork system of marking and handling unclassified information across executive branch agencies. On September 14, 2016, the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, issued a final rule, 81 FR 63324, to establish a uniform policy for agencies on CUI. This rule became effective on November 14, 2016, but the CUI program still needed to be incorporated into the acquisition process via the FAR to establish contractual requirements for federal contractors. In January 2017, following release of NARA's final rule, the FAR Council introduced FAR Case 2017-016, Controlled Unclassified Information, which served as the placeholder for the current FAR-CUI proposed rule. We saw no real developments until just this month. In the meantime, the Department of Defense, DOD, implemented the CUI program for its contractors through FARs 252-204-7012, safeguarding covered defense information and cyber incident reporting. This provision requires adequate security for covered defense information, implements incident reporting, investigation, and preservation requirements, and includes a flow-down requirement to subcontractors. The DFARS clause applies only to defense contractors and subcontractors, but serves as the model for the new FAR-CUI proposed rule, although, as discussed below, there are significant differences. The proposed rule has implications for all contractors that do business with the federal government and provides guidance to clarify contractor obligations for safeguarding and handling CUI. Key updates and impact on federal contractors defining and safeguarding controlled unclassified information. The proposed rule includes the standard definition of CUI as information that the government creates or possesses, or that an entity creates or possesses for or on behalf of the government, that a law, regulation, or government-wide policy requires or permits an agency to handle using safeguarding or dissemination controls. Key here, the proposed rule further includes a list of information that is not CUI, which includes classified information, covered federal information, information a contractor possesses and maintains in its own systems that did not come from, or was not created or possessed by or for, an executive branch agency or an entity acting for an agency, see 32 CFR 2002.4, or federally funded basic and applied research in science, technology, and engineering at colleges, universities, and laboratories in accordance with National Security Decision Directive 189. The proposed rule further requires certain safeguarding requirements for CUI held in both federal and non-federal systems as follows. Non-federal systems/contractor information systems must be compliant with NIST SP 800-171 Rev 2. Contractors must comply with agency-identified security requirements for federal information systems, derived from NIST SP 800-53. Cloud service providers must comply with FedRAMP moderate requirements and any additional special safeguarding requirements, as applicable. Additionally, the proposed rule includes explicit training requirements. Contractors must ensure employees have completed training on properly handling CUI prior to doing so. Contractors are required to provide evidence of employee training upon request, though such requests are expected to be limited. For example, a contracting officer may inquire about training after an incident. Such evidence of CUI training may include the contractor's system security plan and/or annual employee training certificates. New standard form to identify CUI requirements for contracts. The proposed rule introduces a new standard form, SFXXX, to be completed by agencies that will identify CUI and define relevant handling requirements for each contract. Of note, the proposed rule states that contractors will be required to safeguard only the CUI identified.